Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucci around first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stastny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open!
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Boy, we have a good program lined up for you today. Chris Kerber is going to join us at 10:30. Bill DeWitt III at 11 o'clock. Dan O'Neill's written a new book. He'll join us at 11:10. Rick Lehman at 11:30. Martin will be here at 11. Matt Rocchio is our broadcast engineer. Brian Hoffman is our producer. If you'd like to be a part of this broadcast presentation, you can do so. We have the Maryville University listener line at 855-282-8255 and the winning streak text line at that same number, 855-282-8255. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the good people at Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Man, do we have a game four tonight. I would like to say who wins game four wins the series. It's logical. Blues win, and very few teams come back from 3-1 deficits. Jets win, 2-2, going back to Winnipeg. But you know what? None of that means a thing. Jets struggle at home in the postseason, just like the Blues. Jets win a lot of games here in St. Louis. The Blues could lose and win the series, and just like that, Winnipeg could lose tonight and come back and win it. But it's a heck of a hole if you're down 3-1. You know what I really think is going to be the story tonight? It just feels like there's going to be it's going to be close, and there's going to be some late hero for the Blues. A Barrett Jackman moment to win the game in overtime. I'm not saying it's going to be somebody as low scoring as Barrett Jackman. Just think it's going to be close, and something neat is going to happen tonight at the Enterprise Center. The Jets made adjustments because the Blues could do nothing in the neutral zone. Now, yesterday we discussed how the Blues just let too many players stand in front of the net. That's true, but we talked with Joey Vitale yesterday at the rink, and he says the story is create some offense, make the Jets play, and exhaust their defensemen. Don't let them constantly be on the attack. Should be fun. Let's hear from the man of the hour, Jordan Binnington, who has not lost back-to-back games all season long.
It's about having a short memory and doing what makes you feel good for the next game. So I think that's what we focus on as a team, and just believing in ourselves and trying to be as consistent as we can by preparing properly, and that's what we're going to do.
Now, remember a couple of stats here about Jordan. He's 24-5-1, and after losses, Jordan Binnington is 6-0 with a .935 save percentage. 6-0, .935 save percentage after a loss. All right, lap two. Cardinals starting staff. It's really not working out so well, is it? Dakota Hudson has an ERA in the sixes. Miles Mikolas is sitting there at 6-2. Michael Wacha, 5.28. 60% of your starting staff is below expectations. And only one is exceeding expectations. Adam Wainwright. Flaherty is doing what you expected. So that's why Carlos Martinez has to come back and has to come back and be a starter. I mean, we have issues with this starting staff. He's sending Mike Schilt thumbs up text messages after each bullpen session. I would hold him out longer, build up arm strength, because we don't need to bring Carlos Martinez back as a four-inning starter. We have plenty of those guys on the staff right now. Take your time, come back, and throw a glistening six innings. Carlos Martinez, from not being a part of the ball club at all, could end up being the key to this ball club before it's all said and done. All right, lap three. Now, I have Mike Trout on my fantasy team. If somebody would have called me after the game last night and said, I want to trade you Christian Yelich for Mike Trout, I would have at least hesitated for like 5 seconds before saying, go take a hike. Anyway, Yelich is so special, as the Cardinals painfully found out again last night.
Yelich, a drive. Left center field. It is gone! 3-1 shot for Yelich. Fly ball back in a deep right field. And it is gone! Second of the night. He has driven in six. What more can you do? A fly ball on left center field. That's what you can do. It's gone! Oh, my goodness.
Still incredibly fun to watch and incredible to watch. And it's so rare when you watch things like that, that it doesn't get boring. I mean, he's doing incredible things. And, you know, the second home run, the pitch he hit, you know, it just, you know, how do you hit that pitch out? I think that's what everybody's saying. So it's special to see it. It really is.
Yelich's six straight games with a home run is the best by any player versus the Cardinals ever. How about this, too? The Kibish had this. All seven of Yelich's homers versus the Cardinals this season have come on pitches either in the heart of the plate or above the zone. Brian, you have a thought on Mr. Yelich?
Keep throwing it there until he gets an out, maybe? That's what they've been trying to do? No, I mean, the numbers versus the Cardinals and the numbers versus everyone else are polar opposites. You are doing something wrong, and just look what everyone else is doing. Throw them inside, hit the corners. Stop throwing pitches over the plate, or if barring that, just stop pitching to him. You could have walked him in the sixth inning. Travis Shaw was 4 for his last 29 entering that, and he was only starting yesterday because Dakota Hudson was on the mound, and he can't pitch to lefties. So that's why the Brewers stacked their lineup 2 through 5, all left-handed batters. Forced Travis Shaw to beat you. And I know Schilt mentioned postgame that never entered his mind, but that was a mistake. Let Travis Shaw beat you. Don't let Yelich beat you.
So if you were starting a franchise after Mike Trout, would Mookie Betts still be ahead of him? He's off to a slow start, but he had that monster season.
I think Yelich is ahead of him.
So you're saying that he's the best player in the world, not named Mike Trout?
Yes, and he was not available when the Cardinals traded for Marcelo Zuna. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
remember that for the next 5 years when again, Mike Trout is hitting home runs. I also think the Cardinals need to start getting the nine-hitter out against the Brewers. That's been an issue, too. Well, yeah. Eventually, your strength needs to be a strength because right now it's a pretty major weakness.
All right, lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. So last night at the Missouri Athletic Club, they hosted the United States Basketball Writers Association Awards, packed house. The MAC hosts the Herman Awards, too, the Jack Buck Awards. Everything they do is usually done in a first-class manner. And last night, they handed the Good Guy Award to Barry Hinson. How deserving. This is the United States Basketball Writers Association, so they are people that have had to deal with Barry Hinson for years. And he's been in the business for 38 years. And I don't think he ever, you know, wasn't gracious to a writer or to a reporter. What a promoter. Nobody filled notebooks or gave sound bites like Barry. He tells me he's headed to Tulsa. He has two daughters living there. He has some grandkids. He's going to try to figure things out, what his next step is. He says right now he's just going to be a really good landscaper at his daughter's house. He will miss everything about the sport, he told me, except social media. Who can argue with that? Rick Barnes, Coach of the Year. And how good is the freaking SEC for basketball? I mean, I want Mizzou to win every game, but here's who Mizzou has to out-recruit to make some strides. John Calipari, Bruce Pearl, Rick Barnes, Frank Martin, Mike White, Ben Holland, and now Musselman, who just arrived at Arkansas. That's just a few. That's who you got to out-recruit, because you don't have as much right now in the program as those schools. You got to get better than those guys. It's recruiting. I mean, if I'm an AD, I will take the 10 recruiter on a 1 to 10 and a 5 as a coach, as opposed to a 10 as a coach and a 5 as a recruiter. Just get me players. Like, Jim Cruz was a fine coach, okay? I mean, he won a ton of games. He played on the 32-0 1976 Indiana Hoosier team. And here, well, he took Rick Majerus' players to back-to-back NCAAs. Guy can coach. But boy, recruiting. The reason they had back-to-back 20-loss seasons was a shortage of talent. It's not that Jim Cruz didn't know how to run an offense, didn't know how to coach him up. Like, for instance, he had Mike Lewis from Chaminade in his backyard. And I asked Mike about how SLU recruited him.
No, they never talked to me at all. And they were in the gym a lot, though, for open gyms, you know, watching Jason and Tyler. But no, they never talked to me. They always used to say that I was too small and didn't know I wasn't going to grow anymore and all that. So, but, you know, it's all love now. It's all behind me. It's funny how life comes full circle, though.
Yeah. I'm glad he's not bitter about it. That's good. He'll now be a Billiken, and he's exactly what the doctor ordered for a team that's lacking some shooting ability. All right, lap five. Best sports shows on television. I would go Real Sports, Pardon the Interruption, and Inside the NBA. And maybe not even in that order. My friend Keith Robinson is a producer on that program, but it's about Barkley. Ernie's great. Shaq's good. Kenny's really good. But Barkley even wants to make the program better now. He asked a certain NBA player who's got a lot of free time on his hand to join the program.
I said this before, America, and this is the last time. LeBron James, come into the studio. You ain't got nothing to do. The playoffs started yesterday. You got free time. I know you got to pick a coach and a general manager.
You got he's picking it?
Oh. I know you got to pick a – just put that on the back burner. I'm speaking on behalf – I'm begging you on behalf of Ernie, Kenny.
Which side he's going to sit on? This side or
– right here in the middle.
He's right, right here in the middle. All right, wait. Here it is. Wait, let me move over now. Let's get it in place.
Got you right here.
LeBron, can we get a like a cardboard cutout?
You know, we need that Game of Thrones chair.
And I tell you what, we're going to get that Game of Thrones chair. And, LeBron, how about this? You don't even have to stay – you can leave at halftime – at the second game.
No. He's got to do post game.
No, because I think it's 2:30 in the morning.
No, he's got to do this show.
No, yeah.
This is the time when we really get into it.
Like, it's just like we have regular meetings. Our Kenny opinion don't matter. you can leave at halftime.
No.
Come on, man.
Well, he's got to do this show on a like night, the late night.
On a night when it's a 7 and 9:30. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're on it.
So LeBron, Chuck is begging you. Like I said, you ain't got nothing to do. Hey, listen. You can pick up a coach and a general manager later down the line.
We can help you do it.
We can help you do it.
We can help you do it. Hey,
come on, we can help you pick out a coach. Listen, Shaq knows because he was a Jordan coach. and Kenny's been interviewing for coaching jobs the last couple of years. So come on in, LeBron.
Come on in.
Please.
That's great. Just a little bit of ribbing and digging and... Oh, he's the greatest.
I like how none of them hide their disdain for the 7-9-30 format where they're on the air. It's past 1 o'clock.
Oh, that is good. Just a little shot at, you know, about you're choosing the coach. I also got a text this morning from Keith. And, Matt, you'll get a kick out of this. I think it's intriguing. Can Steph Curry be the greatest shooter of all time with no great shots when it mattered? Can you think of one or two big game or clutch shots with the game on the line? With the game on the line in the playoffs, he's had some in the regular season, the half-court shot against OKC to beat the Thunder in a 2016 regular season game. But I don't know if you saw that stat. I don't know it exactly, but I think he's 0-for-10 in like shots that can win a game now in the postseason. Now, with that said, I do think during the regular season he's the best of all time, but it's an intriguing question because, you know, points to the playoffs to win games mean more. Mike Claiborne weighing in. Steve Kerr, Robert Horry, Derek Fisher for starters. Who hit more big shots than Robert Horry? You know who else you could add to that list? Is John Paxson on the first run of Jordan championships. Kerr, I think, was more the second. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, lap six. So, last night was rather unique. Russell Wilson became the highest played player in NFL history. 4 years, $140 million. $65 million guaranteed. But what's really interesting about it is he made the announcement from his bedroom with Sierra in bed with him.
We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
It's time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I don't know what to say. You should look at it on video because he looks like he's dead asleep. I'll tell you what, we always think the NBA is a players' league. NFL is becoming that. Look what Antonio Brown did, orchestrating that move, getting paid, moving to another team. Russell Wilson, out of nowhere, just says, hey, it's an April 15th deadline, and if you don't do this, I'm done. And what happens? They get it done. Finally, this in from H. Balzer. The XFL in St. Louis will announce the coach on Thursday. That will determine whether we have a little bit of interest or no interest at all. Does this man have a Rams connection? Could it be Mike Martz, who's looking for work? Could it be somebody like Isaac Bruce? Just somebody with some type of connection to our region. That's the way to get people interested. If it's some guy who had a great run at, you know, Akron, I don't really care. Get us somebody colorful. Get us somebody who can fill notebooks. Give us a reason to go out there for a game or for a practice. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Before we go to break, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, they have Audis in West Counties. They have Cadillacs in St. Peter's. They have Chevys in South County. They have Fords in Hazelwood. They have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody has a better selection than Bomarito, and that's why they sell the most cars in the state of Missouri every year. And it's been like that for a long, long time. We'll take a short time out. We're coming back right after this with Chris Kerber.